A reading from the Book of Wisdom. That night had been foretold to our ancestors, so that once they saw what kind of earths they had put their trust in, they would joyfully take courage. This was the expectation of your people, the saving of the virtuous and the ruin of their enemies. For by the same act with which you took vengeance on our foes, you made us glorious by calling us to you. The devout children of worthy men offered sacrifice in secret, and this divine pact they struck with one accord, that the saints would share the same blessings and dangers alike. And forthwith they had begun to chant the hymns of the fathers. The word of the Lord.
Happy are the people the Lord has chosen as his own. Happy are the people the Lord has chosen as his own. Ring out your joy to the Lord, O you just, for praise is fitting for loyal hearts. They are happy whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own. Happy are the people the Lord has chosen as his own. The Lord looks on those who revere him, on those who hope in his love, to rescue their souls from death, to keep them alive in famine. Happy are the people the Lord has chosen as his own. Our soul is waiting for the Lord. The Lord is our help and our shield. May your love be upon us, O Lord, as we place all our hope in you. Happy are the people the Lord has chosen as his own.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Only faith can guarantee the blessings that we hope for, or prove the existence of the realities that at present remain unseen. It was for our faith that our ancestors were commended. It was by faith that Abraham obeyed the call to set out for a country that was the inheritance given to him and his descendants, and that he set out without knowing where he was going. By faith he arrived as a foreigner in the promised land, and lived there as if in a strange country, with Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him to the same promise. They lived there in tents while he looked forward to a city founded, designed, and built by God. It was equally by faith that Sarah, in spite of being past the age, was made able to conceive, because she believed that he who had made the promise would be faithful to it. Because of this, there came from one man, and one who was already as good as dead himself, more descendants than could be counted, as many as the stars of heaven or the grains of sand on the seashore. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Jesus said to his disciples, "See that you are trusted for action and have your lamps lit. Be like men waiting for their master to return from the wedding feast, ready to open the door as soon as he comes and knocks. Happy those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes. I tell you solemnly, he will put on an apron, sit them down at table and wait on them. It may be in the second watch he comes, or in the third, but happy those servants if he finds them ready. You may be quite sure of this, that if the householder had known at what hour the burglar would come, he would not have let anyone break through the wall of his house. You too must stand ready, because the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Dear friends, the gospel today says, don't lose hope and live with the expectations. Even in our difficult, trialsome days, don't lose the hope. That's a funny story. A husband died, and he left 20,000 pounds. After the funeral, his wife said to her husband, her friends, that she is totally broken. And the friends asked, why? What has happened? Even in the difficulty, don't lose your hope. And she said, I spent 5,000 pounds for the funeral and 15,000 pounds for the gravestone. The memorial stone was 15,000. And then the friend said, what? We haven't seen any gravestone, memorial stone. And you say you are broken. And she showed her finger and said, this is 5-carat diamond. That is the memorial stone. So even in our difficult time, don't lose hope. Expectations. Jesus says to us, ready or not, here I come. The point is about being prepared for his coming and ready to receive him whenever he comes, now or later. Actually, the true waiting means expecting. Expectations, what we haven't seen. The Psalm number 5. It says, every time, every day, sing, O Lord, in the morning, I hear your voice. This is an anticipation in expectations. We always wait for God's mercy and goodness every day and time. Dear friends, in our difficulties, we should move what we do not know and not what we have seen. God says to us, suddenly I can change everything. Things can be changed at any times. Actually, I visited a house, and when I entered the house, really, it's a very small room, and they bought a big, so many things, furnitures in the house. There is not even a space to go through the rooms. But the wife said to me, Father, John bought all these things for the new house. Then I asked them, are you moving? And she said, we are not moving. Then I asked them, why did you bring all the things if you are not moving? And she said, we are moving, but we do not know. But only the thing we know is our stay here is temporary. Even we do not know anything, our future, Lord asked to expect. Every time we need to say, God, I am expecting in your promise. And the right way is to say, always in our mind, maybe this difficulty is not the end. There is something goodness is coming in future. Start expecting God's favor. Maybe the medical report may not be good as we thought of. Or the family relationship, not as we thought of. But God may place a Dead Sea or a Jordan in front of us to test the faith. But at the right time, God will provide a way, that is expectations. And the expectant person says, God, I know you are almighty. You can work miracles at any time. We should expect God's favor in a new way, because God is a faithful God, as we heard in the second reading. Wait the Lord just like the farmers who patiently wait for the rains in the fall and in the spring, as in the letter of St. James we hear. And the farmer eagerly look for the valuable harvest to ripen. That is the best thing for expectation. The Lord tells his disciples to perform their task wherever their vocations may be. Fidelity in doing God's will is the best preparation. We don't lose our hope and expectation. We need to be strong in our faith, because God is a God of omniscient, omnipotent, powerful God. God expects us to do what we can with what we have, whenever we are, wherever we are. Do all the good we can, by all the means we can, in all the ways we can, in all the places we can, at all the times we can, to all the people we can, as long as we ever can. Waiting with the expectancy is our duty. Don't lose the hope, because God is mercy, compassionate, and powerful. Amen.